بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, first thing is we should be finishing up lesson 27 dealing with the verbs, the mu'tal al-ayn, ajwaf verbs. Okay, and we said that there are three types of ajwaf verbs: the AU group, the AI group, and the IA group. Okay, so give me an example of AU group. What do we mean by AU group? First of all, what does AU mean anyway? When we say AU group, what are we talking about? Fatha and Dhamma. Meaning? Fatha and Dhamma what? In the Madi, it has Fatha and the middle letter, the Ayn. And in the Mudari, and the Ayn, the middle letter, it has Dhamma. So for example, an example of Fatha Dhamma group, what do we mean? Give me an example. Kharaja? Kharaja Yakhruju. In the middle letter, it has Fatha. In the Madi, in the middle letter, in the Mudari, it has Dhamma. Kharaja Yakhruju. Kharaja Yakhruju. So this is Fatha Dhamma group. Okay. Fatha Dhamma. Okay, as far as Fatha Kasra group, give me an example of Fatha Kasra group. Huh? Ghasala. Ghasala. Yaghsilu. Ghasala. Yaghsilu. Yani Fatha Kasra group. Okay, what other one you said? No, okay. Alright, okay, other group is IA group, right? Give me an example of IA group. Shariba. Fayy. Shariba Yashrabu. Yani Kasra Fatha. In the middle letter, on the Ayn letter, okay? So these are the three types of verbs that we studied under Ajwaf. Okay, these are the three types of verbs that we studied. Okay, so for example, from the AU group, we had what? Ajwaf verb. Mu'tal Ayn. For example, we had qama yakumu. Qama yakumu. Qama yakumu. Okay? So originally, this qama yakumu was what? It was qawama yakumu. Okay, so that's how it became fatha dhamma. Example of AI group. AI group. Huh? Kafa? Kha. Khafa. Khafa yakhafu. How about Sara? Sara yasiru. Sara yasiru. Okay? Sayara. Originally it was Sa-ya. Sayara. That's how it became Fatha Kasra Yasiru. Alright, and the last group, the IA group, an example of that is what? Khafa. Khafa Yakhafu. Khafa Yakhafu. And this one is originally what? Kha. Khawifa. Originally it's Khawifa. That's how you get Kasra Fatha. Khawifa, okay? So these are examples of the three groups of ajwaf verbs, mu'tal al-ayn. And the last of them was the last one that we dealt with, is the IA group. That's the last one we dealt with. We didn't finish the exercises last week. I just want to look at them briefly, okay? Maybe before doing that, just for the benefit of review. For the benefit of review, let's look back a little bit before we do that. I want to go back and look at a couple of the exercises. For ta'ammal. Okay, we're going to look at each group a little bit, just as a review to make sure that this thing is good and firmly entrenched in our minds. Okay, so let's look at, we're going to come back to this. Let's look at page 182, lesson 27, beginning of the exercises on page 182. 182. Okay, what I want to look at just quickly is I want to look at some examples of the AU group. Yani, like kharaja yakhruju, we want to look at some examples of that. Okay, so we had a lot of verbs of this form, right? We had qala yaqulu, kana yakunu, zara yazuru, qama yakumu, dhaka yadhuku, tafa yatufu, sama yasumu, dara yaduru, taba yatubu, and bala yabulu. These are some of the examples that we had in the book that we did exercises with. Alright, so if we're talking about AU group, we have a lot of examples of AU group. Huh? A lot of examples. Even common words that we use normally, like qala yaqulu, kana yakunu, qama yakumu, yani sama yasumu, taba yatubu. These are words that we know, that are in our vocabulary, okay? The second group, the AI group, we said, like, for example, Sara Yasiru. We had here, the examples that they gave us in the book was Ja'a Yaji'u, which means what? To come. Ba'a Yabi'u, which means to sell. Sara Yasiru. Sara yasiru, to travel, to go along. Naam. Asha ya'ishu, to live. Kala yaqilu, to measure. And we added to it ghaba yaghibu. Ghaba yaghibu. That's a word that we know also. Alright? Examples of the IA group are like nama yanamu, which means to sleep. Khafa yakhafu, to fear. Kada yakadu, to about to happen, to almost happen. Kada yakadu. Mazala la yazalu, still going on, something that's happening. And then we added to it sha'a yasha'u, which means to will. Naam. You say masha'Allah, it is the will of Allah. Sha'a yasha'u. Tayyib. So let's just look at a couple of the exercises that are for contemplation. Yani, where they have the full conjugation of the verb. So the AU group we had, for example, in the AU group past tense. Remember that the AU group, we said that it remains in its normal form, like qala, in three places, right? Huwa qala, and hiya qalat, and hum qalu. After that, when you are connecting the verb in conjugation to the mutaharrik pronouns, like tu and ta and ti, what happens? The vowel changes from fatta and qala and qalat and qalu, changes from fatta to dhamma. So it becomes qultu, qulta, qulti, qultum, qultunna, and so on like this, okay? So let's look at the conjugation of this verb here that we have on page 182, exercise number 3. It says, ta'ammal ma yali. This is from the AU group, qala yaqulu, the past tense madi conjugation. And we have hamid, which represents third person masculine singular. Huwa qala, hiya qalat, anta qulta, anti qulti, ana qultu. On the plural side, we have at-tulab, which represents third person masculine plural, right? Hum, hum qalu, hunna qulna, antum qultum, antunna qultunna, and nahnu qulna. Alright? After this, the mudari is on the next page. The mudari is on the next page. On page 183, exercise number 6, this is also AU group, and it's for the verb qala yaqulu. We see that we have hamid, which represents third person masculine singular huwa. Huwa yaqulu, hiya taqulu, anta taqulu, anti, anti taqulina, and ana aqulu. For the plural we have hum yaquluna, hunna yaqulna, antum taquluna, antunna taqulna, nahnu naqulu. My advice to you, to everyone, is to please don't forget these verbs. Go back and review them, especially the exercises that give you the full conjugation of the verb for each form, past tense and present tense. So that is from the AU group. And after that, we had other exercises for the Mudari Majzum and the Fi'l Amr. As we go along, then we have, after this, on page 187, exercise number 18, we have the AI group. And we just want to look at two of these exercises, the conjugation, the past tense, and the present tense mudari conjugation. So for the AI group, the example that they gave us conjugation of in full is ba'a yabi'u. So for the past tense, we say huwa ba'a, hiya ba'at, anta bi'ta, bi'ta, anti bi'ti, ana bi'tu, hum ba'u, hunna bi'na, antum بئتم أنتن بئتن نحن بئنا. So for the AI group, we notice that in the same three places, هو and he and هم, the verb remains normal, باع, باعت, and باعوا. But for the rest of them, the فتح from باع changed to كسرة. In the AI group, it changed to كسرة. In AU group, it changed to ضمة. So you say, in AU group, you say كمت, كمت, كمتي. In AI group, you say bi'ta with kasra, bi'ta, bi'tu, bi'ti, and so on, like this. Alright? As far as the mudari conjugation, from ba'a yabi'u, we have huwa yabi'u, hiya tabi'u, anta tabi'u. Notice that hiya and anta have the same form of the verb, anta tabi'u, anti tabi'ina, ana أبيعوا. In the plural we have هم يبيعون, هن يبعن, يبعن. Remember the حرف إلا is deleted. يبعن. أنتم تبيعون, أنتن تبعن, and نحن نبيع, نحن نبيع. Again, in the feminine plurals, second and third person feminine plurals, hunna yabi'na and antunna tabi'na, the harf illa is deleted. It's deleted there. That's how it become, how the word became short to tabi'na. Instead of tabi'na, because it would be iltiqa'i sakinay, na'am. Jazakallah khair. Alright, after this, again we saw the mudari marfoon, mudari majzoom, bilam and bila nahiya, and the fi'l amra. And then we came on page 189 to the IA group, and this is the last type or group that we dealt with, the IA group. The example that they gave conjugation for us in exercise number 26 on page 189 is nama yanamu, nama yanamu. And in this group, we said, like the other groups, huwa nama, hiya namat, and hum namu remain the same. But the other conjugations of the verb to mutaharrik pronouns, the fatha from nama and namat, walaykum salam, becomes kasra. So you say nimtu, nimta, nimti with kasra. Okay, so we have here for the conjugation of this verb, huwa nama, hiya namat, anta nimta, anti nimti, ana nimtu, hum namu, hunna nimna, antum nimtum, antunna نمتنا أن نحن نمنا نمنا نعم. Then we came to exercise number 29, which is a conjugation of the IA group in the Madi, I mean the Mudari, Mudari Marfu'un. Exercise number 29 on page 190. And again, they gave us the conjugation in this order. Huwa hiya anta anti ana. So we have huwa yanamu. Hiya tanamu. Anta tanamu. And remember, hiya tanamu and anta tanamu have the same form. You know which one is being talking about from the context. Naam. Anta tanamu. Anti tanamina. Ana anamu. Hum yanamuna. Hunna yanamna. The alif, the harf illa from yanamna is deleted because of iltiqa al-sakinain, so it becomes hunna yanamna. Antum tanamuna. Antunna tanamna. Iltiqa al-sakinain deletes the alif. Nahnu nanamu. نحن ننام. طيب. Okay, so I don't remember what was the last exercise that we actually did from this group in the class. We did 31. Okay, so we did 30 though. That's important. We did 30. The conjugation of yakhafa and yasha. We did those. Okay, and we did 31 also. Okay, we did 31. Okay, so what about 32? Okay, we did 32, which is showing us the mudari when it is majzoom because of lam or because of la nahiya becomes lam yanam, and the fi'l amr becomes nam. Nam. Okay, so what about 33? That's where we stopped at? Okay, so let's read 33. And 34, and then inshallah we go on to the next lesson. Okay, exercise number 33. Iqra ma yali. Iqra ma yali. Naam, Abu Bakr. Number 1. Nama zumalai walam anam. What is the meaning? My colleagues or classmates slept and I did not sleep. So what is the original form of lam anam if it was not majzoom? It would be ana? If it was no lam, making it majzoom. If you wanted to say, I slept, you would, or I am sleeping, you would say what? Ana? For the verb, nama yanamu. Huwa yanamu, ana? Ana anamu. Ana anamu. But because of lam, it becomes majzoom. Huh? It becomes majzoom. And you have iltiqa sakinain, so the alif, the harf illa, is deleted. So anam becomes anam. Lam anam, because it's majzoom. Number 2. Musa.
La tanam fil fasli ya Ahmad.
Naam. La tanam fil fasli ya Ahmadu. Meaning? Don't sleep in the class, O Ahmed. Tanam. What is the i'rab of this word, tanam?
Tanam is anta.
Okay, anta. Okay, the la here is la nahiya, which makes tanam what?
Majzoom.
So we say that it's fi'l mudari majzoom bila nahiya. Okay, originally it was anta tanamu, but because of la nahiya making a majzoom, then you have iltiqa sakinain from the alif and the ending meme with sukoon because of it being majzoom. So tanam becomes tanam. La tanam fil fasli Ahmed. Number 3. Ibrahim. Khaf rabbaka, meaning fear your Lord. Naam. This is the fi'l amr from what verb?
Khafa.
خاف يخافو. نعم. So the فعل عمل is derived from أنت تخاف. أنت تخاف. So when you delete the حرف مضاري تا, you got خاف. You have what? You make it مجزوم, right? Because it's فعل عمل. So you have the ألف from خاف والسكون followed by فاء والسكون التقاء الساكنين. The حرف إلا, the weak letter is deleted. So you get خف. خف ربك. IA group. نعم. خاف يخاف is IA group. It will not, no, not in the فعل عمر. Because remember, the فعل عمر from a مضاري verb is derived from the second person, masculine singular. أنت. أنت تخاف. Right? Remember, the فعل عمر is derived from the second person, masculine singular. So here you have أنت. Right? أنت تخاف. أنت تخاف. This is the فعل. أنت تخاف. The فعل أمر is derived from second person masculine singular أنت. By the what? By deleting the مضاري letter and making the last letter مجزوم because it's فعل أمر. So when you make it مجزوم, you end up with what? You end up with خاف. سكون and سكون التقاء الساكنين, so it becomes what? It becomes خاف. خاف. Now because you have to get rid of this weak letter here. Alright? So even though the mudari conjugation of this verb IA group takes kasra in khiftu, khifta, khifti, but the fi'l amr is derived from second person, from the second person mudari, anta takhafu, khaf. And that's why the fi'l amr for sleep, if you told your child sleep, you say what? Nama yanamu? Will you say nim? Nim, nimtu, nimta, nimti. But the فعل مضاري from نام ينام is أنت تنام. أنت تنام. نعم نعم. Remember أنت تنام, right? تنام. If you take off the حرف مضاري, then you have what? نام. If you make this مجزوم because فعل أمر and you have سكون by سكون, then you have to delete this weak letter and you get نم. Okay, try to remember that whenever you want to remember what's the فعل عمر, it has to be derived from second person masculine singular مضاري. Huh? نعم. نعم. All right. Naam. Okay, number four. Abu Bakr. Naam. La takhaf. Meaning? Don't fear. Sayakunu al-imtihanu sahlan. The examination? What about it? It is easy. Sa yakunu. Sa is harf istiqbal. It will be. Sa yakunu in the future. Sa is future. Sa yakunu al imtihanu sahlan. Don't fear. The examination is going to be easy. La takhaf. Originally, this verb takhaf was originally what before it became majzoom? تخافوا. Why did it become مجزوم? Because of what? لا ناهية. So when لا ناهية makes it مجزوم, take سكون on the last letter, right? So you have تخاف. You have التقاء ساكنين. You have ألف with سكون and فاء with سكون. Delete the weak letter. تخاف. لا تخاف. Number five. جيد. يا عثمان أنت نعسان. نعسان. What does that mean?
You are
نعم. أوه عثمان أنت نعسان. You are sleepy. ألم تنم بالليل؟ Didn't you sleep at night? ألم تنم؟ He said, بلى نمت ولكن نمت ساعة فقط. Meaning? Indeed I slept. But yeah, but I slept for an hour only. Okay, so here we have the verb alam tanam billayli. The origin of this verb tanam is what? Tanamu. Nama yanamu. Anta alam tanam. Anta tanamu. Lam makes it majzoom. So you have iltiqa sakinain tanam. Delete the harf illa, the weak letter aleph, and it becomes tanam. Alam tanam, majzoom. So it's fi'l mudari majzoom bilam. That's the i'rab. Majzoom bilam. Okay, exercise number 34, which is the last exercise. It says, اقرأ الكلمات الآتية. Read the following words. واكتبها مع ضبط الحرف الأول. And write them, write these words, مع ضبط الحرف الأول. Making clear, precise and exact, the first letter, meaning the vowel of the first letter. We want to know what's the vowel. Okay, because these are what? All of these are فعل أمر. And we want to know what should be the first vowel in these فعل أمر words. Okay, so give us the first one. Yeah, Abu Bakr. From قال يقول قل. From باع يبيع بيع. From زار يزور زر. From ذاك يذوق ذق. From خاف يخاف خف. From قام يقوم قم. From نام ينام نم. From سار يسير سر. Sa, sar. Oh, I skipped. Oh, I'm sorry. Sama yasumu. Naam. Sum. Sar yasiru. Sir. Kana yakunu. Kun. Naam. Jayid. Yep. Kun means what? Naam. Taste, naam. Dhaka yadhuku. Taste. Zara yazuru, visit. All of these are good words right here. Qul, bi', zur, dhuk, khaf. Khaf rabbaka. Kum, nam, sum, sir, kun. Now, okay, here at the end of this lesson we see that there are three lines. The first line is an example from the AU group. You have قال يقول. قال يقول. Right? And what you have here, they're showing you that in the past tense there's an alif. قال يقول. And in the present tense there's a waw. A weak letter, an aleph and a waw in the madi and mudari. And then you have anta qulta wa ana qultu, showing that when the madi verb is connected to the mutaharrik pronouns, the vowel changes from qala, from fatha, to dhamma. So you say qultu, qulta, qulti. Right? So it changes to dhamma. As far as the fil amr, it comes from تقولوا, right? تقولوا, take off the حرف مضاري, you have قولوا. And if you make it مجزوم, you have قول, which is التقاء ساكنين, the واو and the لام. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Both of them having سكون, so it becomes قل with ضمة. قل with ضمة. The second line is the AU group, باع يبيع. So in the ماضي you have alif, weak letter, and in the mudari you have ya as a weak letter. When you connect it to the mutaharrik pronouns, you have anta bi'ta.
Ana bi'tu. So you notice that here the vowel becomes kasra. From ba'a yabi'u, ba'a becomes kasra. Bi'ta and bi'tu. And so on. The fi'l amra is from ba'a yabi'u tabi'u. Take off the harf mudari, ta, tabi'u. And then make the last letter sukun because it's majzoom. You have iltiqa sakinain, tabi'. Ya with sukun and ayn with sukun. You delete the harf illa and you get what? Bi'. Bi'. As far as the IA group, they gave the example of nama yanamu. In the madhi it has alif and in the mudari it has alif as a weak letter. In the madhi and the mudari. If you connect it to the mutaharrik pronouns, you have anta. Nimta and ana nimtu, which makes us to know that when you connect it to mutaharrik pronouns from the IA group, it takes kasra. You say nimtu, nimta, nimti with kasra, even though in the madhi originally it had fatta, nama, yanamu, but it changed to kasra, nimtu and nimta. And the fi'l amra is derived from the second person masculine singular mudari. Nama yanamu, anta tanamu. Tanamu, take off the harf mudari. You get namu. Make it majzoom because of fi'l amra. You get nam. And that leaves you with an alif with sukun, and meem with sukun, iltiqai sakinain, delete the harf illa. You get nam. So you have qul, bi' and nam. From the AU group, you have dhamma, qul. From AI group, you have kasra, bi'. And from the IA group, you have fatta, nam, khaf, and so on. And this is the end of this lesson. Walhamdulillah. Allah, we spent a lot of time in this lesson. A lot of time. Na'am, akhi. What's that?
Two definitions.
Uh-huh.
Fi'l amra.
Fi'l amra? Uh-huh. What is fi'l amra, ya ikhwan? Command form, the command verb form. Fi'l amr. The fi'l, the verb for commanding. Fi'l amr. Al amr, right? From amara ya'muru, which means what? To give a command. Amara. The one who has the command in his hand is called the amir. The one who gives the orders is the amir. Amir al-mu'mineen, Abu Bakr. رضي الله عنه and Umar and Uthman and Ali رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. And may Allah's curse be upon the people who curse them, the filthy people who curse them. Naam, what's your second question? Oh, mudari. What is fi'l mudari? Present tense, the present tense verb form. The madhi is past tense, mudari present tense, amr command form. Alhamdulillah, this lesson actually is a very important lesson. And it contains a lot of matters that are worthy of review. Don't let it just get away from you. After you spent a lot of time learning it, you have to go over those verbs sometimes, just practice with them so that they will stick with you, so you don't forget them. Now, as far as the next lesson, we will find that there are some similarities and what happens with this verb, but there are also some differences, some new irregularities that we have to get in our mind in order to understand this. Now. Huh? Al-Kalimat al-Jadida? Now, what about them? What about them? Would you like to purchase some? Would you like to purchase some new words? Now, no problem. Inshallah, they're on sale today. All right, let's look at Al-Kalimat Al-Jadida. What page is that? 192. Okay, Al-Kalimat Al-Jadida. Okay, Kamilun means what?
Complete.
Complete. Kamil. Complete or perfect? Suda'un. Going across. Suda'un. Naam. I have a headache. Naam. Mashgulun. Busy. Mashgul. Ana mashgul. Ana mashgul al-yawm. Irji ghadan. Come tomorrow. Naam. Dhul qa'da. Dhul qa'dati. Second to last, next to last month of the Muslim calendar, Dhul Qa'adati. And what comes after it? Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah, naam. Al Milhu. Salt. Al Zaytu. Oil, like cooking oil. Zayt. Zayt. Al Jubnu. Cheese. الجبن الجبن cheese الدقيق flour العدس lentils البقال grocer بيضة an egg and the plural is بيض الغابة the forest القطار the train البخار steam الفاكهاني Fruit seller, naam. Al-ghada'u. Lunch. What's dinner? Al-isha? Al-asha. Naam. Al-asha. And futur is breakfast. Taib. Taib. Muntasaful layli. Midnight. Half of the night. It may be 12 o'clock, it may not be 12 o'clock. Because midnight is not always 12 o'clock in reality. In their thinking, now if they say midnight, they mean 12 o'clock. But in our thinking, midnight means halfway between Maghrib and Isha. That might not be 12 o'clock. Some time of the year, it may be 12 o'clock. Other time of the year, it might be later or earlier. Depending on the time of year. Because you have to count the hours between Maghrib and Isha. Sometimes the night is long. Sometimes the nights is short. So the hours between Maghrib and Isha might be short sometimes. Naam. Haythu. What does it mean?
Anywhere.
Where? Yeah. It could mean anywhere, depending on the context of the sentence. Naam. Yanbaghi. Huh? Befitting or necessary. Naam. Expected. Say yambaghi. It is yambaghi. Yambaghi lil mu'min. It is expected. It is proper. It is befitting of a mu'min to act in a certain way. You say la yambaghi. La yambaghi means what? It's not appropriate. Not suitable. Not befitting. It's not expected. It's not proper. It's not permissible sometimes. We may mean. We say la yambaghi. La yambaghi lil muslim an yashrab al khamr. La yambaghi. Not befitting, it's not suitable, it's not permissible. Ghalaba, yaglibu. To overcome. Kadaba, yakzibu. To lie. Naam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Again, I mean, there's actually something else remaining in this lesson that maybe we should just take a minute and look at. Just quickly, at least. Look at the key to this lesson 27. On page 89. Because really we didn't spend any time with these matters, but these are also part of the lesson. We really dealt with the ajwaf verb and we didn't really deal with these things. I think we mentioned it in the beginning, but we didn't really spend any time with it. So I want to look on page 89, the English key in the back of the book. On page 89 is the second point of grammatical points in this lesson. It says number 2. Wallahi laqad qidtu amutu. By Allah I almost died. Laqad qidtu amutu. Qidtu is from what? Kada yakadu. Means almost. Qidtu amutu. I almost died. I came close to dying. But he said before that, wallahi. Wallahi by Allah. Laqad. What is laqad here? No, la. Wallahi is the qasam. Laqad is the emphasis. Indeed, certainly, definitely is for emphasis. Okay? So laqad, if you say laqad, this is emphasizing what you're about to say. Naam. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. Naam. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. Azizun alayhi ma'anittum. لَقَدْ جَاءَ. This means definitely, certainly, there has come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَعَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. نعم. So this لَقَدْ is for emphasis, definiteness, certainty. What did I say? Okay, now. They have sent me a correction here. That I said from Maghrib to Isha. That midnight is from Maghrib until Fajr. Maybe I said it a few times, and one time I said Maghrib to Isha. But anyway, Jazakumullah khair. Yani, the midnight is from Maghrib until Fajr. The time from Maghrib until Fajr. How many hours between Maghrib and Fajr? If it is 8 hours, then midnight is 4 hours after Maghrib. If it is 10 hours, then midnight is 5 hours after Maghrib. If the time from Maghrib to Fajr is 10 hours, then midnight is 5 hours after Maghrib. That might be midnight, it might be 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, depending on how long the night is. Okay, so we just want to correct that. If I said from Maghrib to Isha, I meant to say from Maghrib until Fajr. Okay, coming back to this point number 2, لَقَدْ is for emphasis. Okay, they said after a qasam oath, the affirmative madi, yani the madi verb, which is not negated, rather it is affirmed. You're saying something did happen. Okay, the affirmative madi should be emphasized with لَقَدْ. So if you are saying after a qasam, an oath, you're saying wallahi, I did do something. Something did happen. You're affirming that it happened. You're not negating it, but you're affirming it. قِدْتُ أَمُوتُ. I almost died. I'm affirming that this actually did happen. I almost died. It should be emphasized with لَقَدْ. Don't say wallahi قِدْتُ أَمُوتُ, but rather what is more proper to say wallahi لَقَدْ قِدْتُ أَمُوتُ. لَقَدْ. You should be emphasized with لَقَدْ. The negative ماضي needs no emphasis, meaning you are using a past tense verb, but you are negating that something did not happen in the past. You are negating. You are not affirming. This doesn't require emphasis. There's no need for emphasis here. Here are some more examples. Yani, these are examples of the affirmative ماضي. Wallahi لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ فِي السُّوقِ. By Allah, I did indeed see him in the marketplace. Wallahi, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ. Meaning that you are affirming that in fact you did see him. So, if you are using a qasam, an oath, wallahi, and it's affirmed, what you are saying, you are affirming that it did happen, then it should be emphasized with لَقَدْ. Another example, wallahi, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا الْخَبَرِ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ. By Allah, indeed, certainly I heard this news from many people. Wallahi, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ. سَمِعْتُ, I heard it. You're affirming that you heard it. So if you're using an oath, wallahi, then you should يعني, emphasize it with لَقَدْ. Wallahi, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ.
So
is it okay to say that? Yani, linguistically, is it okay? Or do you mean Islamically? Of course not. Islamically, you should not be using Allah's name in light matters. Allah's name should be used for something of importance. Yani, it's not every sentence, wallahi, you know, I woke up this morning, wallahi, I ate some breakfast this morning, wallahi. I mean, that's Allah's name is not used for that. But rather, Allah's name should be used to confirm something of importance. Of importance. Somebody is doubting that this person is a Muslim, you say, wallahi, he's a Muslim. Naam, you can say wallahi, because it's something important, right? Naam. Naam, it should actually be هذا الخبر. جزاك الله خير. Brothers, Musa, mashallah, he just made us pay attention to this. It says, Wallahi, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. It should be, لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ هذا الخبر. Why should it be خبر يا موسى؟ But مفعول به. It's the object of the verb سمعت. Well, it's the بدل for هذا. It's بدل for هذا. هذا is the مفعول به. And الخبر is the بدل. So it has to take the same ruling as the اسم إشارة. So it has to be منسوب. And the sign that it's منسوب is فتح. والله لقد سمعت هذا الخبر. جزاك الله خير. Okay, now, on the other hand, this is when there's an oath used for an affirmative past tense statement. But what if it's not in the affirmative, rather it is in the negative? In that case, there's no need of emphasis with لقد. So you say, for example, والله ما أكلت شيئا. ما أكلت. This is negative, it's not affirmative. So there's no need for emphasis by لقد. Wallahi ما أكلت شيئا. By Allah, I ate nothing. Naam. Perhaps it was in the daytime in Ramadan and somebody accused you of eating. Then it could be serious, right? That could be serious. Wallahi ما أكلت شيئا. يعني wallahi أنا صائم. لقد نعم. طيب, the second example they gave, wallahi ma katabtu hadha. Wallahi ma katabtu hadha. By Allah, I did not write this. No need for emphasis by laqad. Finally, it says, note, the waw in wallahi is a preposition. Yani waw al-qasam, waw al-qasam, the waw of oath, is a preposition, harf ja. And so the following noun is majroor. Walamu tujarrihi kasra. Naam. Point number three. ظَنَنْتُهُ دَفْتَرِي. I thought it to be my notebook. I thought it was my notebook. ظَنَنْتُهُ. يعني the verb ظَنَّ يَظُنُّ. ظَنَنْتُ, أَنَا ظَنَنْتُ, هُ دَفْتَرِي. I thought it to be my notebook. The verb ظَنَّ takes two objects. يعني two مَفْعُولٌ بِي. Two. And both are in the accusative case. For example, a simple jumla ismiya, al-jawu jameelun. Al-jawu jameelun. The weather is fine. It is beautiful. If you want to use the verb dhanna yadhunnu, then the mubtada and the khabar in this sentence are both the maf'ulun bi with the verb dhanna yadhunnu. Both of them are the maf'ulun bi with the verb dhanna yadhunnu. So both of them should be in the accusative. And therefore you should say, أَظُنُّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلًا. The مُبْتَدَى and the خَبَر, both are مَفْعُولٌ بِي for the verb ظَنَّ. There are some verbs in Arabic that have two مَفْعُولٌ بِيس. Most verbs only have one. But there are some that have two. And this is one of them. And this will be discussed in detail in another place. But here, the Shaykh has just mentioned it here. So we'll be aware that sometimes there are verbs that have two مَفْعُولٌ بِي. أَظُنُّ الجو جميلا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. A simple جملة اسمية, الباب مغلق, the door is closed. أظن الباب مغلقا. I think the door is closed. الامتحان بعيد, the examination is far. أظن الامتحان بعيدا. I think the امتحان is far away. Nonetheless, you should be studying every day. Don't wait until the exam time, huh? Naam. Don't wait until Ramadan. Fast throughout the year. Naam. Anta tabibun. You are a doctor. Adhunnuka tabiban. Where's the first maf'ulun bi in this sentence? Adhunnuka tabiban. Huh? Ka. Naam. Ka. The damir ka is the first mafulun bi, and tabiban is the second. Adhunnuka tabiban. We can also say, for the sentence that we had previously, al-jawu jameelun, we can also say, change the sentence a little bit, adhunnu anna al-jawwa jameelun. In this case, when you change the sentence and use anna, there will only be one mafulun bi. Yani actually it will become يعني اسم أن يعني from أخوات إن it will be a جملة اسمية يعني مبتدأ and خبر So the mubtada will become ism anna, and the khabar will become khabaru anna, which is marfu'un. Adhunnu anna al-jawwa jameelun. This is changing the sentence, and into a different type of sentence, which means that the i'rab of these two words would be different. Instead of being maf'ulun bi, it will be ism anna, which is like ism inna, it is mansub, and khabaru anna, like khabaru inna, is marfu'un. Any question about this point about verbs that take two maf'ulun bi? If the first maf'ulun bi is a dhamir, then you know that the dhamir is a mabniun, but it's in the place where it should be mansub. And finally, point number four, I think is finally, oh no, there's more after that, subhanAllah. I didn't realize there was that many points. Point number four, ijlis haythu tasha'u. Sit where you wish. Yani ijlis haythu tasha'u. Haythu tasha'u, yani wherever or however. Haythu, yani is a word that has a number of meanings. It means wherever you wish. But it's talking about sitting somewhere. It might also mean however you wish. It might also mean however. Yani wherever or however you wish. Point number five. Note that in yaji'u, the hamza is written after the ya. In yaji'u. The hamza is written on the line after the ya. Yani the ya is elongation of kasra. It is not a seat for hamza. So therefore the hamza is not written on the ya in this verb, jaa yaji'u, because both the ya and the hamza are pronounced. Yani the ya is not a seat, it is elongation of kasra. But in lam yaji', the hamza is written above the ya. The hamza in this form of the verb, lam yaji', is written above the ya. Here, only the hamza is pronounced. Yani the ya is not pronounced because it's merely a seat for hamza. The ya is only a chair for the hamza. Alright, so I think that's clear. We went over that earlier in the lesson. Number six, shafakallahu shifa'an kamilan. May Allah grant you complete health. Yani complete healing, complete recovery. This is just an expression the Shaykh is showing us. Yani just making clear what's the meaning of it. This is something that will be studied in book 3. Yani maf'ulun mutlaq, different type of maf'ul. Yani shifa'an is maf'ulun mutlaq, which explains, yani the beginning of the sentence, shifa'ak Allah, may Allah heal you. What kind of healing? Shifa'an kamilan, a complete healing. Number seven, we'll take that in book 3, inshallah, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Number seven, la yanbaghi. It is not proper, it is not becoming, it is not befitting, and it's not expected of someone to do such and such and so and so. لَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْطَالِبِ أَيَّغِيبَ. It is not proper, befitting, for a student to be absent. لَا يَنْبَغِي لَكَ أَن تَقُولَ هَذَا. It is not becoming of you to say this. لَا يَنْبَغِي لَكَ. It is not becoming of you. It is not proper for you. أَن تَقُولَ هَذَا. And finally, the last point. The verb mata comes in two groups. It comes in the IA group. IA group like what? IA group like what? Huh? Yeah, mata. Yeah, nam. Like nama, yanamu, khafa, yakhafu. That's IA group. With the mutaharrik pronoun, the first radical has kasra. Yani? Like in the IA group, we say that the first, yani when you connect it to mutaharrik pronouns, nama yanamu, the fatha changes to kasra. You say nimtu, nimta, nimti, and so on. So, with the mutaharrik pronoun, the first radical has kasra in the madi. So you say mittu and mitna. In the Quran, mittu occurs 9 times. Now this verb, mata, comes in two groups. It comes in the IA group, yani mata yamatu, and it also comes in the AU group, yani like qala yaqulu qama yakumu dhaqa yadhuku, and so on. It also comes in the AU group, And the AU group, remember when it's connected to mutaharrik pronouns, it takes dhamma, right? You say kumtu, kumta, and kumti. So the AU group, mata yamutu, it also comes like that. It comes mata yamatu, IA group, and it comes mata yamutu, AU group, mata yamutu, like qala yakulu. With the mutaharrik pronoun, the first radical has dhamma. Like you say qultu, qulta, qulti, kumtu, kumta, kumti. So likewise you say muttu, mutna. In the Quran, muttu occurs twice. But in the mudari, only yamutu occurs in the Quran. In the mudari, it only comes as AU group, yamutu. And this is something, it's a fine point, in case you see it, and you might know it to be mata yamutu, but, and it also comes as IA group, mata yamatu. That's correct in Arabic language, it can come like this. This is the end of this lesson. And alhamdulillah, there's yani, a lot of good points in this lesson in addition to yani, what we struggled with for the last few weeks. The different types of yani, alaykum salam, al-ajwaf, different types of ajwaf, mu'tal, al-ayn. Tayyib. Okay, this next chapter, may Allah help us. Inshallah, hopefully, it has more irregularities than the last ajwaf type verb. But because we're already familiar with these defective verbs, because we're already familiar, we have something, we have some knowledge and background about how they work, so maybe it should not be yani, so difficult, because we're already familiar with how it works. It's just that some of its irregularities are a little different than what we have seen. So all we have to do is see where are the irregularities in this type of verb, the naqis. And if we see where the irregularities are in it, the rest of it is like what we already took in the previous lesson. What's going on? Alright. Let's look at the English key in the back of the book. I may write on the board for this because there are a lot of points here. A lot of points. And it may take a little while for us to cover it. And, you know, whatever you can comprehend from it, alhamdulillah, whatever you don't worry so much about it. Inshallah, when we do the exercises, it will become more clear. Try to cover as much of this as is possible today. But if there's any question, please ask. If there's any question, please ask. Don't hesitate to ask. Alright. Question. Lesson 28. English key in the back of the book on page 93. In this lesson we learned the following. Number one is long. And for the most part what we're going to be concerned about is number one. As far as number two and three and four, inshallah, we'll reach them at some point. Number one, the naqis verbs. Remember, we said that there are three types of weak verbs, right? The first one is what? Mu'tal al. The first one that we took. Mu'tal al fa, which is called? Mithal. And the second one that we just finished one? Mu'tal al ayn, which is called? What is this name? Ajwaf. Ajwaf. The first one is Mithal, and the second one is Ajwaf. Okay, Ajwaf. And this one is Naqis. Naqis. Okay, the Mu'tal Al-Lam. Mu'tal Al-Lam. Yani the third radical in the root from Fa'ala. From Fa'ala, yani the last letter
is the lamb. So mu'tal lamb. When the weak letter is in the lamb, the third radical of the root, then we call it mu'tal lamb or naqis. Naqis. The naqis verbs. These are verbs which have waw or ya as the third radical. And if the third radical is going to be a weak letter, it's going to be waw or it's going to be ya. Even though sometimes it looks like alif. But in reality, its origin is waw or ya. Its origin is waw or ya. Okay? So, for example, we have nasiya yansa. Nasiya yansa. In nasiya, we see that the weak letter what? The third radical is what?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have also baka yabki. Baka yabki. Here, the weak letter appears to be in baka what? In baka, it appears to be in the past tense. What word, what letter is written in it? In baka. Alif. 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 Alif maksura. Naam, that's alif. But in the mudari we see yabki. In the mudari we see yabki. And that gives us a hint that originally it is ya. Then we have da'a yada'u. In the madi, da'a, it looks like the weak letter is what? Alif. Alif mamduda. Alif mamduda. But in reality, in the mudari, we see that it becomes yada'u. Yada'u. And that is an indication of its origin. So, the weak letter in the third radical in these types of verbs, and we have three types here, is going to be waw or ya. Even though in some of them it looks like it's alif. In baka, it looks like alif maksura. In da'a, it looks like alif mamduda. But in reality, the weak letter in each of these verbs is either waw or ya. These verbs undergo the following changes. In the madi, okay, we're going to look at the madi, and then after a number of points, we're going to go to the mudari. So let's concentrate with the past tense first. In the madi, we have number one. Both. I mean, it's not numbered, but anyway, the first point, I'll call it A. Okay, the first point on the madi is both the waw and the ya become alif in pronunciation. Both waw and the ya become alif in pronunciation. Meaning, like in the verb da'a, da'a. Okay, it's originally waw, but when we pronounce it, we pronounce it as da'a, as an alif in pronunciation. And likewise, baka, we pronounce it as alif in pronunciation. Originally, it's ya. Originally, it's a ya. So the waw and the ya, yani the waw in da'a is pronounced as an alif, but originally it's a waw. It's originally da'a wa. Alright? So originally, this da'a, originally it is da'awa, da'awa, but this waw is pronounced as alif. And the same thing with baka. Baka is originally, I'm sorry, is originally ba-ka, yeah, ba-ka, yeah, and ba-ka, yeah. So this ya here is pronounced as alif, maksura. And this waw is pronounced as alif mamduda. So this is what he means when he says the waw and the ya become alif in pronunciation. Da'a and baka becomes alif in pronunciation. In writing, waw is written as alif. This waw is written as alif. And the ya, this ya, is written as alif maksura. What he's talking about here is not of such great importance to us, because even though it's originally da'awa, we're not using it in that form. We're using it as da'a. And the same thing with bakaya,
That's its origin in Arabic language, but we're using it as baka. We're using it as baka. But anyway, we will see that knowing its origin may help us as we begin to conjugate verbs. Okay? But otherwise, we're not going to use that form, da'awa or baka'ya. We're not going to use that form. But just knowing its origin may help us when we derive the conjugation forms of the verb. Okay, so here he says, da'a, he invited or he prayed, is originally da'awa. Da'a means he invited or he prayed, meaning he made du'a. It's originally da'awa. And second, baka, he cried or he wept, is originally baka'ya. The ya remains, this is a new point here related to this topic. The ya remains unchanged if the second radical has kasra. For example, in the verb nasiya, he forgot, or bakiya, he remained. What are we saying here? That the ya in nasiya. Nasiya. This ya that here changed to alif maksura is not going to change in this verb like nasiya or bakiya or khashiya. Khashiya. In this type of verb, here the ya is pronounced as alif maksura and is written as alif maksura. But in this type of verb, it's not going to change. It's going to remain ya. Why is it remaining as ya? Because it has kasra. It has kasra before the ya. Because of that kasra, if you see any verb from this group here that has a kasra in the madi on the middle letter, then that ya is going to remain as the ya. Okay, so we're going to leave it just like that. The ya remains unchanged if the second radical has kasra. For example, nasiya, he forgot. Bakiya, he remained. Khashiya, he had fear, or. Alright? So that's one point. That's in terms of its origin. Now we want to go to something that's going to have practical application in terms of our conjugation of the verb. B. Okay, I'm going to call this B. The first point that we talked about is A. Next point that we're going to call here under one is going to be B. The third radical is omitted if the verb has isnad to the pronoun of the third person masculine plural. Yani the third radical, the third letter, is omitted. Okay, so the waw or the ya, the third radical, because remember, this is the naqis verb, the third letter is going to be a weak letter, waw or ya. And that waw or ya is going to be deleted when? When the verb has isnad, when it's connected to the pronoun of the third person masculine plural. What is the third person masculine plural pronoun? Hum. Jayyid. Third person masculine plural, hum. So this is our first place where we're going to see something strange happening with this verb. Third person masculine plural, hum. What's going to happen? The third radical is going to be omitted. So for example, we have da'au. They invited. Originally, it should have been da'au. It should have been da'au. Da'au. Because the third radical was waw with dhamma. And the waw is waw al-jama'ah. That indicates plurality, masculine plurality. Right? So there should have been two waws there. One with a dhamma followed by a waw for elongation. It should have been da'awu. But the third radical, the weak letter waw, is going to be deleted along with its vowel and it becomes da'a. Delete the waw and dhamma. Becomes a diphthong. Da'awu. Da'awu. Instead of da'awu, it becomes da'awu. And likewise, with baka yabki, bakau is derived from it originally being ba-ka-yu. Okay? Baka yabki. It's originally ya. Okay? So it should be ba ka you. Baka you. But the weak letter is going to be deleted with this vowel. So what remains is baka and a wow with sukoon, a diphthong, baka'u. So da'au is originally da'au and baka'u is originally baka'u. As far as nasu, they forgot from the verb nasiya. It is originally nasiya, right? Nasiyu. Nasiyu. But the weak letter and its vowel is deleted. So it becomes, it should be, you would think it would be na si followed by wow. That's a problem, right? Kasra followed by wow is a problem. So the vowel is transformed into what? To be suitable, it's transformed into dhamma. That's how it became nasu. Originally it's nasiyu, but the kasra from nasi is changed to dhamma to be suitable with the wow that's following it after deleting the weak letter ya and its vowel, nasu. So, all of this is related to what? The three types of verbs that we have here. The three types of verbs that we have here. All of them, when they are in conjugation, for the third person, masculine plural, hum, this is going to happen with them. The weak letter and its vowel is going to be deleted, and you're going to come up with da'au, baka'u, and nasu. Depending on which type of verb it is. Okay? Note that in nasu, the second radical has dhamma, which has been changed from kasra, because in Arabic, a kasra cannot be followed by wow. Okay, that's the end of point B. The third radical is omitted if the verb is has isnad to the pronoun of the third person masculine plural, hum. The weak letter and its vowel is deleted. That's one point, okay? So this is one of the areas where we're going to see something different. We didn't see that in the past, in the ajwaf. We didn't see that happening like this. Okay, so this is something new that we're going to see in this type of verb. If you got that point, there's a couple of points like this. If you get them, khalas, the rest of it is what we had already before. Okay, so this is the first point. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Tariq, mashallah, good to see you. Okay, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Wa iyaakum. You're more than welcome. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Okay, point C. I'm going to name this one point C, right? Point C. The third radical is also omitted. Same thing, third radical is also omitted if the verb has isnad to the third person feminine singular. Third person, feminine singular. Last one we looked at was third person masculine plural. Now we're talking about third person feminine but singular. Singular, meaning here. Here, third person, feminine singular, here. So we're also going to see some irregularity in third person, feminine singular, here. Okay? The third radical is also omitted if the verb has isnad to the third person, feminine singular, because of iltiqa sakinain. Because of iltiqa sakinain. And we already know that if we see iltiqa sakinain, two letters that have sukoon, we know that we can't have that in Arabic, right? So we're going to delete what? Always, like the last time we said, we're going to delete the weak letter. And the same thing we're going to do here, we're going to delete the weak letter. In this case, it'll be the third radical. It'll be the third radical, which is the weak letter. Because this is what? A naqis verb. And the naqis verb, the weak letter is in the third radical. So the third radical will be deleted. The weak letter. Okay, for example, we have da'at. Yani hiya da'at. She invited. Which originally should have been da'at. Okay, from what? Huwa da'a, hiya da'at. But because you have in da'at, you have alif with sukoon followed by the ta with sukoon, then you have iltiqa sakinain, the weak letter will be deleted. And likewise, you have bakat, she wept, which originally came from baka, bakat. Huwa baka, hiya bakat. In da'at, right? You have the verb da'a. Huwa da'a, right? Da'a. Here, da'at. Like
هو جلس هي جلست. This is here the تاء جلست, right? So you have داعى and you have here داعت. You have سكون and سكون. الألف السكون. نعم. ألف السكون. So the weak letter is deleted and it becomes داعت. And بكات becomes بكت. Okay, this is in what case? Third person, feminine, singular, here. Turn to the next page, 94. The ya, the letter ya, is not omitted if the second radical has kasra. The second radical has kasra. For example, in the verb nasiya, right? In the verb nasiya, that ya is not going to be deleted, because the second radical has kasra. So there's no need here. There's no التقاء ساكنين here. So it becomes هو نسي هي نسيت. هي نسيت. There's no التقاء ساكنين here. So there's no need to make any deletion. So this is logical. You can figure it out on your own. And you see التقاء ساكنين, you know something has to happen. No التقاء ساكنين, leave it as it is. نسي نسيت. بقية بقيت. No need for any change here. طيب. So the second thing was going to be irregularity in other than the verb that has كسرة on the second radical, and other than that we're going to see the weak letter being deleted with the second person feminine singular here. Before we had what? Third person masculine plural هم. هم. Now we have second person, I mean third person, feminine, singular, here. Okay, next point. Next point. D. I put D here for myself to separate these points. The third radical is restored to its original form if the isnad is to the mutaharrik pronouns, like ta, ti, tu, like this, na, nam. Mutaharrik pronouns. We mean by that, other than huwa, here and hum. We had this before in Ajwaf, right? Huwa, here and hum. Remember these three forms of the conjugation. Huwa, here and hum. Right? So we're saying here now that in these forms, the mutaharrik pronouns, when they're connected to other than huwa, here and hum, then the original form is going to be restored. Yani the waw, for example, is going to come back. And the ya, for example, is going to come back. It's going to come back to the verb in its conjugation with mutaharrik pronouns. So what did they say here? The third radical is restored to its original form if the isnad is to the mutaharrik pronouns. In this case, the waw becomes waw. It comes back to waw again. And the ya becomes ya. It comes back to ya again. So for example, you say, hunna da'awna. Hunna da'awna. Anta da'awta. You invited. Ana da'awtu. I invited. Nahnu da'awna. We invited. Okay, it goes back to normal now. Da'awna, da'awta, da'awtu, da'awti. It becomes normal. Okay, the waw comes back. And the same thing with the ya. For example, you say, they gave here is an example for ya. Bakayna. Bakayta, bakaytum, bakayti, bakaytunna, bakaytu, bakayna. Okay, the ya came back. Huh? The original ya came back. In the first person, singular and plural. In the second person, singular and plural, feminine. And second person, singular and plural, masculine. And this is the end of the Mavi. So what do we have here? We have the waw and the ya coming back when it has mutaharrik pronouns. So we have three things, three important things here. We have the conjugation of the verb with hum, third person, masculine plural, and with here, third person, feminine, singular, here, and we have the mutaharrik pronouns. The waw and the ya comes back. That's what we need to know about the past tense. That's what we need to know about the past tense. Okay?
Now, before we go to the mudari, let's look at the past tense. Let's look at the past tense in the lesson itself, while these things are fresh in our mind. Okay, because this is what we want to really look at. We want to look at the past tense. How does it work? Just go to the exercises in the Arabic text of the book, right? Let's look at exercise number 3. Exercise number 3. The Arabic text of the book. On page 196. Page 196. Or, yeah, we'll go to 196. Okay, 196. 196 says, تأمل الأمثلة ثم اكتب المضارع المرفوع والمضارع المجزوم والأمر من الأفعال الآتية. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Mudari. Oops. I'm looking for the Madi, actually. That's what I intended to stop at. Okay, they didn't really give us much in the Madi. Okay, so what we'll do then, let's do this then. Let's conjugate this verb, right, in light of these matters. Let's look at the first verb, for example, past tense of da'a yad'u. Past tense, da'a. You say, ana. The waw comes back with the mutaharrik pronouns, right? Ana da'awtu. Anta da'awta. Anti da'awti. Huwa da'a. هي دعت نحن دعونا نعم نحن دعونا أنتم دعوتم أنتن دعوتن هم it should be دعوا but remember here remember The third person, masculine plural, the weak letter and its vowel is deleted, so it becomes what? Da'aw. It should be da'awu. It should be da'awu. It should be like this. Third person, masculine plural, should be hum da'awu. Da'awu. This is what it should look like. Da'awu. But we said this one, this is one of the two places. Third person masculine plural, third person feminine singular. So here, the weak letter and its vowel is deleted, so it becomes what? Da'aw with a diphthong. Da'aw. Okay, hum, da'aw, and hunna. Da'awna. Da'awna. Huh? It's from the same root. From the root, da'a means to invite or to supplicate. Da'a. So, but the word here, the noun that you're talking about, I think you mean like making invitation, calling people? Da'wa. Sorry, da'wa. Yeah, that's a noun though, but this is a verb. This is a verb. That's a noun. Alright? Okay, let's look at the next one, which is they gave us baka. Baka yabki. Okay, let's look at the conjugation in the past tense for baka. It should be what? Ana. Remember the ya comes back with the mutaharrik pronouns. Ana. Bakaytu. Bakaytu. Anta. Bakayta. Anti. Bakayti. Huwa. Baka. Alif baksura. Hiya. Bakat. Without a long vowel. Bakat. Naam. نحن بكينا with كاف بكينا أنتم بكيتم أنتن بكيتن هم What should happen here? Look at it. Let's look at it, right? This is the verb what? بكى, right? بكى
The form for hum should be, it should be what? Ba? Ba? Bakayu. Bakayu. Ba? Ka? Bakayu. Okay, but this is going to be deleted. So what happens? It becomes what? Bakau.
Bakau. Without the wow and its vowel. Bakau. Alright, so it becomes what? Hunna Bakau. Now. Alright, the last one is Nasiya. And remember, Nasiya, it said that what? Because of the ya on the second letter, so because of the kasra on the second letter, that the ya remains. It doesn't change to alif maksura. Alright? So, we have nasiya, right? Ana nasitu. Anta nasita. Anta anti nasiti. Huwa nasiya. Hiya nasiyat. Nahnu nasina. Antum nasitum. Antunna nasitunna. Hum. Okay, you would think it would be nasi you, but what? Okay, where we at? Right, hum, right? Hum, na, nasi you, right? Na, si, you, right? This has to be deleted, right? And we have na. C followed by wow. What has to happen here?
C now takes the dhamma.
Takes dhamma and becomes what? Nasu. Okay, these couple of points that are different from what we had in Edgeworth, if we just try to remember them. Hum and here. Just try to remember those especially. And also remember that when you connect these verbs to the mutaharrik pronouns, then the wow and the ya come back if they have been transformed. And in this one, nasiya, it remains anyway. Okay, that's basically, yani for the past tense, that's what we have. So if we have that, inshallah, then we're going through the rest of the key, inshallah. Let's read the rest of the key, and then we'll come back to the exercises. Let's look at the rest of the key. Okay, this is what he said about the past tense, madi. As far as the present tense, al-mudari, on page 94, in the Mudari, there are also some any irregulars here, some irregularities, few things. In the Mudari, marfu'un, we're looking at first. The Mudari, marfu'un. A, the first point, A, right? This is under the Mudari. A, the Dhamma of the third radical is lost. The Dhamma of the third radical is lost. In, huwa yad'u, anta tad'u, ana ad'u, and nahnu nad'u. Originally it should be what? Yani if it was on the wazn of kharaja yakhruju, you would say, yakh, Ru-ju. It should be what? Huwa yad'u-wu. Yakhruju. Should be a dhamma there, right? In the last letter. Yakhruju yad'u-wu. By what we are saying here, in the mudari marfu'an, the dhamma of that last letter is lost. So instead of saying yad'u-wu, it's much easier to say what? Yad'u. Huwa yad'u. أنت تدعو أنا أدعو ونحن ندعو. So just remember that the form of it originally should have been with a dhamma on the last letter. That's how the mudari marfu'un comes with dhamma, right? That's how we know that the mudari is marfu'un in certain forms of the verb, right? That it has dhamma. But here the dhamma is deleted. So this is the irregularity. The last one, ندعو, what about it? They made it what? Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that. Has sukoon on the noon, huh? Yeah, it should. It's twisted for sure. It should be noon fatha, dal with sukoon. Walaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Dal with sukoon, followed by waw with sukoon. Ayn with sukoon. Nada, yani soon on the sukoon on the dal and dhamma on the ayn. Nada'u. Nada'u. Alright? Okay, after this we have Baka Yabki. So we have Yabki, yani huwa Yabki, anta Tabki, ana Abki, wa nahnu Nabki. And likewise the same thing here. It should be Yabki Yu with a Dhamma. Nabki Yu, Abki Yu, Nabki Yu, yani it should have a Dhamma on the last radical. But the Dhamma from the last radical is lost. And likewise, from Nasiya, Yansa. Nasiya, Yansa. That's Kasra, Fatha group. Nasiya, Yansa. It should be Yansa, Yu. Tansa, Yu. Ansa, Yu. Nansa, Yu. That's what it should be. But the Dhamma is lost in all of these forms of the Mudari verb. Okay? Yada'u, it says Yada'u, after those three sentences, three lines, it says Yada'u is originally Yada'u'u, as in Yaktubu, Kharaja Yakhruju. It should be Yada'u'u. And Yabaki is originally Yabaki'u, as in Jalasa Yajlisu, Yajlisu. And Yansa is originally Yansa-yu, as in Yaftahu. The Dhamma is deleted in all of these types of verbs. Okay, so that's one point. I think that's relatively easy, because even pronouncing the word with that Dhamma is difficult. It's difficult to pronounce it. And to delete the Dhamma is easier. So it's more natural to say Yada'u than Yada'u. Yada'u. That's difficult to say. Yada'u. Ada'u. Nada'u. Tada'u. That's easy. Yabaki. Yabaki is easier to say than Yabakiyu. Abakiyu. Nabakiyu. Abaki. Yabaki. Nabaki. Baka Yabaki. That's easy. And the same thing with Yansa, Tensa, Ansa, Nansa. Okay, next point. Point B, which is critical for us. After we get rid of this Dhamma that's deleted, that's lost, now we come to an important point. Yani in terms of the conjugation of the verbs in the Mudari, third person, masculine, plural again. We had third person, masculine, plural in the past tense, and now we have third person, masculine, plural in the present tense. Hum, yani the pronoun hum, third person, masculine, plural. The third radical is lost before the pronoun of the third person masculine plural. For example, yada'una, they, yani masculine, invite, is originally yada'uuna, like yaktubuna. Like yaktubuna, yada'uuna. Okay, so what happens? The third radical, the wow, the weak letter with its vowel, is deleted. So from yada'u'una, 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 from yada'u'una, like yakhrujuna. Okay, the weak letter, the third radical and its vowel, is deleted. So what you come up with is what? Yada'una. 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 Hum yada'una. Originally it's supposed to be yada'una, but it's yada'una. Okay, this is for third person, masculine, plural. The third radical is lost before the pronoun of the third person, masculine, plural. For example, yada'una, they invite, is originally yada'una, like yaktubuna. Note that And this, the print is messed up here. Okay? Note that it should be الرِّجَالُ يَدَعُونَ. They have يَدُعُونَ. That's a mistake. The dal, the second letter, has dhamma. It should be sukoon. Should be sukoon. It should be الرِّجَالُ يَدَ with sukoon. يَدَعُونَ. And likewise, النِّسَاءُ يَدَعُونَ. النِّسَاءُ يَدَعُونَ. Both have the same form. يعني هم يدعون وهن يدعون. يعني third person, masculine and feminine plural, have the same verb form. Are you with me? That's what you have there? يدعون. Do you have that for الرجال يدعون? Okay. In my book it has يدعون. But if you have it like that, good. Okay. So the point is that we should note that the third person plural, whether masculine or feminine, hum and hunna have the same verb form. Have the same verb form. Both of them are yada'una. That is because in ar-rijalu, yada should be with sukoon, yada'una. In ar-rijalu, yada'una, the verb yada'una is changed from yada'una. It's changed from yada'una by deleting the waw, the third weak letter with this vowel, it became yada'una. But as far as an-nisa yada'una, the verb yada'una is in the original form. Yani hunna yada'una is the original form for the verb, for the feminine third person plural. As far as the masculine third person plural, huh? Now, there is no change in it. In the feminine form, it is on the pattern of يَفْعُلْنَا. يَفْعُلْنَا. يعني يَكْتُبْنَا. هُنَّ يَكْتُبْنَا. هُنَّ يَفْعُلْنَا. يعني this is its normal form. يَدَعُونَ. يَدَعُونَ. So what we are saying here is that because of the irregularity in the masculine third person plural, its form changed to become the same as the feminine third person plural. So the form is the same. So from the context of the sentence, you know, yani, which one is intended. We can't cover much more, but we'll go for a minute until we have the adhan, inshallah. I'll say point D on the top of page 95, point number D, third person masculine plural, يَبْكُونَ, they weep, is originally, yani this is the second type of verb of under this form, it's originally يَبْكِيُونَ, yani بَكَى يَبْكِي, يَبْكِيُونَ, هُمْ يَبْكِيُونَ. The third radical ya has been lost from يَبْكِيُونَ. The ya, weak letter with its vowel, is lost. So when you take out the ya with its vowel from يَبْكِيُونَ, Yuna, then you have what? Yeba ki followed by wow. And that's not appropriate. So the ki, the kesra of kaf, becomes dhamma to be appropriate with the wow, and it becomes yabakuna. Yabakiyuna becomes yabakuna. Okay, again, for the same reason that we saw in the first type of this verb, for the same reason of what? The weak letter being deleted. But here, the vowel also has to change to be in agreement with the waw. Okay? يَبَكِيُونَ. The kesra of the second radical is changed to dhamma because the kesra, in Arabic, a kesra is not followed by waw. The third type of verb, yani, is like نَسِيَ يَنْسَى. نَسِيَ يَنْسَى. In يَنْسَوْنَ, they forget, the second radical has fatha because it is originally يَنْسَيُونَ. It is originally يَنْسَيُونَ. يعني نَسِيَ يَنْسَى يَنْسَيُونَ. يعني هُمْ يَنْسَيُونَ. But when the weak letter is deleted, the ya with its vowel, then what's left is يَنْسَى and the wow that came after the wow that was deleted. يَنْسَوْنَ. هُمْ يَنْسَوْنَ. Okay? هُمْ يَنْسَوْنَ. So all of this is related to what? It's all related to third person, masculine, plural. Third person, masculine, plural. that the weak letter is deleted in the third person masculine plural hum. The weak letter and its vowel is deleted, and whatever is left is as it is, unless you have ya followed by waw. Then we change the, kasra followed by waw, you change the kasra to dhamma. And which is going to be done automatically. You're automatically going to do that. Because when you try to pronounce it, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. Alright? There's still one more point left that I wanted to cover, but Allahu A'lam will be able to finish it. Okay, I'm going to name this one E. The third radical. Huh? Could be. You're right. Actually, I originally did have it as F, but I changed it. Okay, in any case, whichever one, E or F. The point here is second person, feminine, singular. Second person, feminine, singular. Anti. This is what we're dealing with, anti. Second person, feminine, singular. The third radical is also omitted before the pronoun of the second person, feminine, singular. For example, tada'ina. You, feminine, invite, is originally tada'uwina. It's originally tada'uwina. So after the omission of the waw, along with this vowel, the weak letter, the verb becomes, instead of tada'uwina, it becomes tada'u, followed by ya. The dhamma of the ayn is changed to kasra. Okay, for the same reason that we changed the kasra to dhamma, here we are changing the dhamma to a kasra. Okay? If dhamma is followed by ya, we change it to kasra. If kasra is followed by waw, we change it to dhamma. Because dhamma goes with waw and kasra goes with ya. Okay, so for this reason, then it comes up with what? Tada'ina. From tada'u, ya with sukun, tada'uina becomes tada'ina. And this, all of this is related to what? It's related to the weak letter, and the waw or the ya being deleted. And sometimes the vowel has to be changed in order to be appropriate with the letter that is following it. Yani from kasra to dhamma or dhamma to kasra. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.